Hi, this is Sandy Crott. The title of this newsletter is Are You Uncomfortable? We have colleagues all over the world who are sharing this understanding of the mind with very diverse populations. And one of our favorites is a colleague named Anna Debenham. She's a transplanted Brit who lives in Portland, Oregon, and founded the Insight Alliance. Anna runs programs in both men's and women's prisons, sharing how the mind works. She also mentors those released from prisons, and they become mentors and teachers for Insight Alliance. She shared this story with us recently, and we wanted to share it with you. Here's Anna. Some weeks ago, on a boiling hot Wednesday evening, I was leading one of our groups in the men's prison. One participant, J.H., was getting really restless and agitated as the room was pretty toasty. To be fair, it was bloody hot. 28 men in a room with no air conditioning and 95 degrees outside, so he did have a point. But it's just heat. No one was going to die, and no one else was making a fuss. He was behaving like the sweat dripping down his front was out to attack him. He kept saying how uncomfortable he felt. I then said something like, "Why do you care so much about being uncomfortable? It's only a feeling. You don't have to react to a feeling." Well, we left it at that. He wasn't that amused by my observation, and I wasn't going to continue giving it airtime. So we moved on. And he actually did quiet down. The following week, during check-in, another participant, J.D., who had been sitting next to J.H., shared an insight. When J.D. heard, "Why do you care so much about being uncomfortable?" something clicked inside. J.D. has had a severe anxiety disorder for many years, and he also has Tourette's syndrome, which shows up as an involuntary tic. He's twitched pretty severely most of the time. He realized his twitching was a reaction to an uncomfortable feeling. He felt anxious and it created a twitch. The twitch relieved the anxiety, and so it went on again and again. But what he realized in that moment was, "Why do I care if I'm uncomfortable? I don't have to react to discomfort. It'll pass on its own if I do nothing." He saw his anxiety as a temporary manifestation of his state of mind in the moment, and he left it alone. With no reaction to try to rid himself of it, it passed. And quite like magic, he no longer twitches. It's actually quite strange to sit next to him now. He seems like a different person. He's relaxed and comfortable in his own skin. He still feels anxious sometimes, but he knows now that he doesn't have to react to it. And as he said, "I've been uncomfortable plenty of times in my life, so I realize it's okay. And now I don't even see the discomfort. I just see life moving through me." Thanks, Anna. It's an extraordinary story about a very common occurrence. Getting bummed out, pissed off, worried about a temporary experience. We all get uncomfortable, and we often react badly to the discomfort, prolonging the misery. What if, like J.D., we realize that the discomfort will pass on its own?